The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Which one are you on?
Two.
Of course, it's the only one I didn't turn on.
I know. I noticed that I didn't grab this one. I grabbed this one, so I knew I needed to give you a hint, and I needed to tap, and I needed to put up two fingers, and there we go.
And I missed them before that. Okay.
We're good.
All right. All right. All
We're
right.
Good.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am all fine.
Yeah? I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning for your listening pleasure at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7.
And we mean pleasure. I don't know where that came from. It just, you know.
It's the way you said it.
Mm.
We mean pleasure.
Ooh.
Here we go. We have a disclaimer for you every week that comes right out of the
atmosphere.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR, FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
That's your voice.
That's my voice.
That's insane.
It's just taken down a couple of...
That's insane.
Yeah.
I would like you to do one like an opera singer.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
All
your
right.
challenge.
Okay. I got a special one for Saturday.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
A special one for Saturday?
Yeah.
What's Saturday?
It's June 1st.
Juneteenth? June 1st.
June 1st. What are we doing on June 1st?
We're doing a live broadcast. My brain shut down. We are doing a live broadcast with Matt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we are going to the Common on First Street.
Unfortunately, we've already done that in your head because we're recording ahead of time.
We've already seen, okay. Beep, 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 beep. We hope you enjoyed when we were live on First Street at the Common. We hope you enjoyed that show with Matt.
And I hope I didn't offend anybody.
And we hope you really enjoyed the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you bought lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks a lot for coming up to our table and our tent and saying hi. We really enjoyed seeing all of you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Got it? You got it. All right. What you got for holidays?
So... I just want to say, like I told you a minute ago,
yeah.
I have a sister that lives in North Carolina.
Uh-huh. She's going to cry, folks.
We don't talk all the time. Nothing's wrong. We just don't talk all the time. And yesterday we spoke and I said, hey, why don't we have coffee at 9 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Is she the oldest?
She's the baby.
Oh.
And so this morning at 9 o'clock, I called her. We had coffee together and we talked. We didn't Zoom or anything. We just talked. And it was great. It was great. And like I said to Bev, I'm like right on the edge of crying because it was just, it's just like.
You don't get to see her very much.
No, and no time was lost. You know, it's like no time was lost. We're right back, and I am going to see her in October,
mm-hmm.
and I can't wait. But I just wanted to say that because if you have a friend or a family member in this type of situation where you've kind of lost you aren't talking all the time, not because you're fighting or anything, just because you're not.
Right.
You know, why can't you have coffee in the morning at 7, call on the phone, and you can do a FaceTime or you can not do a FaceTime? We didn't do a FaceTime.
I would do it as long as I knew that somebody was going to hang up.
I know. I had to come here. I know it was hard. We could have talked for hours.
Well, that's the problem. I don't want to talk for hours.
Then what I have today is perfect.
Okay.
For what you just said.
Okay.
First, though, I'll do holidays.
Go ahead.
Let's see. June 14th is Bourbon Day for you bourbon drinkers.
There you go.
Or you can put bourbon in things like
cereal?
Barbecue sauce. If you like. But don't you put, you can put bourbon in barbecue sauce or spare rib recipe.
Yeah.
Just to get that nice flavor.
Yeah.
The 15th is Nature Photography Day. 16th is Blooms Day. Like flowers, blooms.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The 17th is World Juggling Day. It's also Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Have you ever tried juggling?
Disaster.
Yeah, me too.
I don't get it.
I tried.
Yeah. I think you have to practice. I'm like you. I tried, didn't want to practice. So
No.
It is also Eat Your Vegetables Day. The 18th is International Picnic Day.
Same thing with the hula hoop.
Did you hear anything I said?
Yes.
I learned something about the hula hoop.
Did you?
If you put one foot a little bit in front of the other,
uh-huh,
it works.
Really?
I could never hula hoop until I realized that, and I did it, and it works every time.
Really?
One foot in front of the other, maybe about 8 inches, and you can do it. Can't you just wait to get home to do it?
I know. I've got one, and I'm going to go home and
do it.
Does
it have the weights inside? The little?
Yes.
Yeah, you need that. The hollow, lightweight ones don't work as well for me.
Uh-huh.
I sound like a professional, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I'm not. I don't own one. Try it and let me know.
Oh, cool.
International Panic Day shares the same day as the Picnic Day.
Well, that doesn't make sense. How many hands are we having?
Have a picnic panic day or a panic picnic.
There you go.
On the 19th is Sauntering Day.
Sauntering along.
Is that a song?
No, I'm just
sauntering. You're sauntering? I don't know how to saunter. I'm too fast. I don't know how to saunter along.
She's a fast lady.
I'm fast when I walk. The 21st is Daylight Appreciation Day, and the 22nd of June is Onion Ring Day.
Mm.
Let me just turn the page to go to the 23rd is Take Your Dog to Work Day.
I wouldn't do that.
Some places do allow you to bring your pets.
Yeah, but mine's not really trained.
No, oh, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
That would be a problem. And then the 23rd is Typewriter Day.
Do they still make them?
I don't know. For those of you who are listening that have never tried to type on a typewriter, let me tell you something.
Whoa.
Now that we're used to keyboards, typewriter typing is challenging.
The same keyboards are not standard.
No.
And that bothers me because I keep making mistakes on one where I'm dashing through on another one.
I see. There's help for that.
There is.
Call 413-866-6666.
Comes up on your computer, says. Okay.
All right. Share what you have today, and then I'll talk about what I have today.
I have three true or false. Two are true. One is false. And what I'm going to talk about today are famous fails. And that means what people do, signs, sayings, anything that goes along with a fail.
With a fail.
Yeah. Number one, Dennis Quaid is a trained ballet dancer. Number two, Nicole Kidman has a fear of butterflies. Number 3. Jennifer Lawrence has a tattoo of an elephant.
Really?
One of those is false, two are true.
Wow. I can't picture Dennis Quaid. He's too rough and tumble looking. But you never know.
You never know.
You just never know. So you know how you talked about getting off the phone with your relative?
Yes.
I looked up things you do to stop a conversation. Things you do to end that you want to get away.
I want to hear this.
Okay, so the first one is you bring up future plans. So if the conversation had involved talking about they're going to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And then you get on with your whole conversation. And now you want to end it.
Yeah.
You say, you wait for that pregnant pause. And you say, hey, well, have a wonderful time in Mexico. Have a great time. Let me know how your trip was. And it pulls that conversation into a place.
You've never met my family.
Oh, well, I have more for you.
Good.
If that one doesn't work.
That would not work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to be. And then they're off.
Another whole conversation starts.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe there'll be more that will help.
I hope so.
Okay.
All right. My funny failures come from boardpanda.com in case anybody wants to look.
That's a great website.
And the first one I have is I broke up with my girlfriend at a restaurant. She started to cry. Other diners thought I had proposed and started clapping.
Oh.
That's a fail.
That poor girl. But I can see where that would happen. Really? Make a plan together so you can. You always have to wait for that pause. And then you can say, hey, I'd love to continue our chat over lunch sometime. So, you know, have a nice day. And it says, this is coming from a website called thescienceofpeople.com.
There's a science
there
of
is,
people.
And it says, do you want to get a cup of coffee, grab lunch together? And that may never even happen.
Right.
This is a perfect way of showing continued mutual interest.
Usually I just say, I'm sorry, I got to go to the bathroom.
I'll write that one down in my list. And it says the impact level of this one is high. They're rated. So the first one we talked about, bringing up future plans, like, hey, have a great time in Mexico.
Yeah.
That impact level, they're rated, is a medium.
Okay.
This one that highs. Says, hey, I'd love to continue our chat over lunch sometime. Give me a call next week. Love you. Bye.
Ooh.
That impact level's high.
I like that one.
Okay.
I want all the highs there are.
Okay.
All right. The weather is so hot in Las Vegas that I got branded by a penny on my car seat. Now I have a tattoo of Lincoln on my leg.
I like it. I do. Tell me more. Tell me more. Tell me more.
Came out to this note on my car windshield. I hit your car, but I'm pretending to write my info because people are watching me. Hope you can fix it. Good luck. Oh, that's cruel.
And the people that are watching are saying, what an honest man.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful that that person did that and left the information? This is a good life lesson. I think I'll remember this the rest of my... I think I'm going to post that on Facebook. I'm going to tell people how wonderful that man was that he left his... What an honest man. People are good. Humanity is good.
Well, that guy wasn't.
Okay, want another one?
Yeah.
This one actually has an impact level of low.
Okay.
Gaze into the distance.
They can't see me if I'm on the phone.
Well, you're not on the phone anymore. Now you're face to face.
Oh.
People listening spend most of their time, and they should, looking at the speaker.
Uh-huh.
A good way to know if someone's listening to you is if they make eye contact, it says. You avert your gaze. There you go. She did it. you avert your gaze, looking around the environment, looking away, and it shows you are not interested. It shows you are bored, like what you're doing right now. And this is what it says. And it says, most of the time, they will pick up on this cue, and they will end the conversation. I really am in tune to that. If I'm speaking to someone in person, and all of a sudden, they look away, I realize I've lost them. I've either gone too long or too much detail, and I wrap it up.
But you see, with my family, that would end in a fight. Because somebody would get mad and upset and say, well, the hell with you, and hang up. And then what am I going to do?
You're off the phone.
I'm enjoying the silence.
Enjoying the silence.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're actually, this impact level on this one says low.
I think that's a high one.
I think it's a high one, too. Yeah. It's a little bit of a rude one.
Yeah, but it works.
It works.
I sent an email to a friend I was meeting up with telling him I'm bringing my girlfriend, too, so don't tell her certain stories about me. Then I realized I'd sent it to my girlfriend instead.
Oh, no. So true. Really. We've all done it. Mm-hmm. You out there. Mm-hmm. You out there. Mm-hmm. Our wonderful listeners. You've done it. And that is... And, you know, my phone, when I send a text, if I make a mistake, spelling or grammar or whatever, I can edit it. Mm-hmm. I have an iPhone. Mm-hmm. So I can edit that and change it. However, I always wonder, can they see the original... And then the edited one follows.
They do so, on mine.
So even though I've corrected a spelling thing or whatever.
Uh-huh. They're saying, what the heck is
this? Do they see the first one and then also the second one? So if I ever wrote anything that I made a mistake, you got to be really careful.
Yes, you do. And you got to watch what you're saying because people don't read things the same way that you say them.
True. I always make sure that I put... a happy face, a smiley face, a thumbs up, so people will know that my tone is not the tone
you have a problem with your tone.
Do I?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh. So if I
when we first met.
Yeah, I did. Oh, my gosh. She's never going to let me live that down. Yeah.
How many years ago?
A long time was that.
See how hard it hit me?
Was it 20 years? 15 years? How long ago?
Well, let's see.
A long time.
Since I'd say long.
Yeah. And it was meant to be funny, but you didn't.
I know, but
you didn't know me.
You
didn't know me or Miss Crumple.
You had a serious face.
I know.
It was like, oh, I don't want to deal with this.
No, I'm so sorry. Oh. But I'm glad to be able to say I'm sorry.
You have made it up so much more since then, so you don't have to worry about it. I still can't believe my cat ran away and my mother let my other cat out to find him. Now they're both gone.
Thanks, Mom.
My mother would have done that.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Thank you, Mom. All right. Middle of a conversation.
Okay.
And you say, oh, another thing I wanted to mention before I go. It's a great way to avoid being rude, but you're extending the conversation a little bit. So you're saying, hey, oh, gee, Bev, another thing I wanted to mention before I leave or before I hang up is I really want your recipe for banana bread. Could you text that to me, okay? Love ya.
That wouldn't work.
Bye. You need to have a picnic and let me meet your family. I want to meet your family.
They're rednecks.
I don't care. I have my friends in Tennessee, and they say to me all the time, we're going down for the annual fish fry.
Bless your heart.
And she always says the same thing to me. She says, Lynn, you got to understand, there's going to be doctors here. There's going to be lawyers here. There's going to be rednecks here. There's going to be people here that you're just not going to, you're going to not know what to say or do. But you know what? I get along with them all.
Sure.
It's great. I met the greatest guy who knew everything about growing tomatoes. And he showed me these pictures, and he knew everything. Of course, I forgot it all. But it's interesting. So you just can't. You can't.
That's when you pull out your phone and you tape him.
I know.
You and record him.
He was there 2 years ago. He wasn't there last year because I really wanted to talk to him again. But they're all a bit. It's great. We had a great time.
How's our friend doing?
Our friend in Tennessee?
Uh-huh.
She's doing, you know, she's doing, she got one of those motorized things and she drives down to their lake and she, you know, she tools around the yard. She wants to mow the lawn.
Oh, my.
She used to drive the tractor and mow. They've got lots of property.
We're talking about a lovely woman who had a stroke.
Yes. She's very, very, very good friend of mine. And she wants to mow. And her husband said, I can't let her mow. I said, Jerry, strap her in tight. Get her up on there. Strap her in tight. She's got one arm. She's got one leg she can use.
Sit her on your lap.
And he wouldn't do that.
Why not?
Because he's too funny. He'd say, well, I'll just push her off. He's funny. He wouldn't. But I said, Jerry, why don't you get a two-seater? And then you can have her sit next to you. I've seen them.
Two-seater lawnmowers?
Well, it's a wide, not two-seater. It's a longer seat. It's a bigger mower, so it's a longer seat.
Oh, okay. So you're riding
and
horseback.
And he says, no. I said, you know what? She's 80, I don't know, 5, 86.
You run them over.
Strap her on the thing and let her go.
Hey, make her day.
Make her day. She wants to mow.
Yeah, make her feel useful.
It's got to be some way to strap. Hey, I want a shoulder strap on a plane.
Did you strap on a plane?
Yeah, talking about strapping people in. Did you hear about that airplane that had so much turbulence? Someone died. They broke their neck.
No.
People got hurt. The turbulence was so bad. So I'm thinking, okay.
Where was this?
You know, it was a few weeks ago. I don't recall. My sister told me about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry I don't know all the information.
Okay, all right.
But I thought, okay. So now you have the strap over your lap.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's not enough. Maybe you need one like a car where it comes across your body. I want that. So I am going to bring some bungee cords when I fly next time. I'm going to bungee myself to the seat around my chest.
I can see the stewardesses looking at
you. I'm going to just say to the people behind me, ignore that cord. It's only for my safety. Maybe I'll bring some and sell them to other people.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. All right.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. How did we get there?
The streets of Lévora, Portugal, were flooded with red wine after a distillery's 2.2 million liter tank burst.
2.2 million liters of wine?
Rolling down the streets.
What do you think people did?
I'll bet the dogs were happy.
What did they do? It went into the sewers.
It must have.
Whoa, things must have smelled fine. If it's good wine.
There's a lot of happy things. A
lot of happy in the sewers. I'll tell you. That sounds like a party. Sounds like they should have had a party.
Well, it's in Italy. Why
Everybody's
not?
Got little straws. In Italy or Portugal?
Portugal. You're right. It's I don't know why I kept thinking. Okay.
Because you're thinking wine.
Yeah, that's
you're
true.
You're thinking
that's
wine.
That's true.
Check in with your host. So you're at an event, a picnic or whatever.
Yeah.
A party, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you check in with your host. You just kind of wait for that. What? Pause.
Okay.
And you say, oh, gee, I just realized that I haven't said hello to the host yet. I should go now. Great speaking with you. And you walk away quick. That's a good one.
What do you do if your people don't pause? I mean, sometimes I swear they're not even breathing.
I know. It's true. Sometimes you're just begging for that pause.
Mm-hmm,
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You're waiting and you're not even listening to the words because you're waiting for the pause.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why if I interrupt you, I apologize, but I've learned it because over the years, that's how you get your word in.
It's true. And that's okay. I don't mind getting... That's kind of a thing in a conversation where you kind of interrupt.
Yeah.
I have lunch sometimes with some women after women's group on Tuesday, and you get the six of us at a picnic table and forget it. There are so many conversations going on, and you can hear them all. So if you're in a conversation with someone and you hear another conversation and you want to interject.
Yes. I was on a committee once, and there were four women, counting me, and a guy. And he got so upset with us because he couldn't get a word in edgewise. And he just thought, I've got to leave.
Yeah. Mark wouldn't be able to do it. Mark would sit there and it's amazing, but we can do it.
Yeah. I don't know why.
And it works.
Have a
problem. Yeah. It works perfectly. We're just talented women.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
List of entrees at a wedding reception: beef, chicken, kids.
These are real?
These are real.
I wonder if anybody just chose kids. What do you think it was supposed to be? Fish.
Could have been fish, yeah.
How do you mix kids, fish? I don't know. Yeah.
On a restaurant menu, due to the unfortunate, we are deeply out of onions. Thanks for understanding.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I went through a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru one time, and they were out of napkins.
They were out of napkins?
But have you ever gone through the drive-thru?
Not in the last few years.
Okay. So when I ask for a napkin or a couple of napkins, you either get a stack or they give you a whole, they pull them one at a time and you get a handful of all bunched up napkins. You get so many napkins. So if you work at Dunkin' Donuts, we so appreciate the fact that you want us to stay tidy.
Uh-huh.
But one or two or three napkins is probably enough.
Yeah. Or I'll just buy some and put them in the car.
Yeah. But you don't have to if you go through Dunkin' Donuts. You get them, you get them for free. So if you're with someone and you're standing and you're talking, point your toes to the door. Interesting, isn't that?
Point your toes to the door.
Most people know when your feet are pointing towards an exit. You want to be anywhere but here.
Help!
Yeah. Luckily, most people pick up on this cue, and this is a medium impact level.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's something that you think you'd want to just try for the heck of it.
Oh, I would, because I'd try for it, just my sanity. All right. Sign on a telephone booth. Emergency phone not installed. Please do not have an emergency at this location.
Seriously?
It's like, I know.
I know. There was there was a thing that I heard that was a conversation between a woman who called a talk show on the radio and wanted to talk about the fact that the deer crossing signs.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah.
They're in the wrong places. And she finds that it's very dangerous to have them on the highways because she's actually gone through a deer crossing sign and hit a deer. And she feels as though those should be placed in more rural spots so the deers won't be in danger and we won't hit the deer. Well, the two people on the hosts, you could hear them snickering. And they said, so you want them to move the signs?
Mm-hmm.
She said, yes. And I've approached local politicians and no one has done anything about it. And I'm really concerned that this was just a poor choice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she was serious.
My God.
And if she wasn't serious, she was a good actress.
Wow.
Yeah, it was funny.
The deer don't know where they are, so you got to move them over here where they are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. My man and I live an hour apart. I just dropped in at his house to surprise him, but he had the same idea, so we're at each other's houses.
That could have turned out worse. I thought that was going down a dark... I thought that was going down in a place we would not want to hear happened. Ooh. Like she's, you know.
Well, this is one of those.
Okay.
There was an attempt to drive across a frozen lake.
It didn't turn out well, did it?
No.
No. That was like a headline.
I like that. Kind of.
Pregnant pause.
Yes.
There was an attempt to drive across a frozen lake. Terrifying. Terrifying. Do you go out on frozen lakes?
No.
Have you?
Yeah.
Ice fishing, snowmobiling?
My brother does a lot of ice fishing.
And you've been out on a frozen lake?
Yeah.
Were you scared?
Yes.
The whole time?
No. Because we went into his little hut and he had a fire going.
Okay.
Okay. Then I was afraid.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been on a frozen lake. I have no desire to go on a frozen lake. You see those movies where they're on a frozen lake and what starts to happen? The cracking.
Crack, crack.
And that's just that drama in that part of the movie where the cracking is happening.
They say, though, if you fall into the water, don't try to swim out. Don't try to grab the edges. Put your arms out straight like you're going to fly. And you lower your body so that you're prone almost. And you can push yourself out.
Really?
Yeah.
You put your arms...
So don't hold on to really close to you because it'll crack.
So you put your arms out on the ice.
Yep.
And then...
like as if you're going to fly.
And you hold your arms will support you on the ice until someone comes to save you.
And if you kick your feet maybe a little bit, it'll push you forward.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that part, the kicking of your feet.
Yeah.
I would probably die.
I'd be too cold to do anything.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Mm.
Distance yourself.
Well, I've tried. I'm in another state.
Back up slowly, one step at a time. Not only does this make it harder to communicate, but they will most likely get the idea.
So I just walking back in the house like this, away from the phone, and just keep turning around and going. That kind of thing?
No, when you're in person, not on the phone.
Well, I think that would work too.
Yeah, that's like rejection, right? If you're standing in front, you and I, we're standing in front of each other.
Yeah.
And you're talking to me.
Yeah.
And I start to back up.
Yeah.
Is that... That's one of the most, is that like a
that would
rejection?
Hurt. Yeah, yeah. Hey, wait a minute. What you doing? Where are you going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I hope somebody tries these and then lets us know.
Oh, yes. 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at Greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? EVCO Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
What is happening here?
We're doing a show.
Are we?
I'm Lynn.
And Bam.
And together we are...
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 for your listening pleasure. And we are on WTBR 89.7 FM. That's the radio station. Hey, do you want to do a show?
Okay, come on, yeah. You can be on our show, or you can have your own show.
Bingo! Well, not bingo.
I just said right.
That was for effect.
That was kind of hard to do on the radio.
For effect. Speaking of which, we're going to be doing a new show that's going to be...
just once.
Right, just once.
So far.
We're trying it.
Uh-huh.
We are recording on the 1st of June, so you can hear it sometime after that.
Yep.
And it's called...
Password.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try it.
We're going to have people that work here at the station on our game show.
We're going to mess them up.
And we're going to see how that works.
Yeah.
And hopefully it will work well and you'll enjoy it. And who knows? Maybe we'll end up on television.
Oh, God. Her and TV. I mean, she's got the looks for it, but come on. I got the lights for it.
Yeah. The camera is far back.
Yeah, well, okay.
So you don't have to worry.
Mom sent a group message to my siblings saying, "Your father is in heaven." She forgot to include a picture of his new boat.
Very good. Tell me which things are true and which things are false in your true or false questions.
Okay. Number one.
I mean, don't tell me the answer.
Oh, I shan't.
Okay. I hope you shan't. I hope you don't.
Number one.
Yes.
Dennis Quaid is a trained ballet dancer. Number two, Nicole Kidman has a fear of butterflies. And number three, Jennifer Lawrence has a tattoo of an elephant.
And I think they're all really great actors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
really like
mm-hmm,
them.
Yeah.
I especially like Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's really good. So I'm still talking about things that you can do to get out of a long conversation. These are mostly things you do when you're in front of someone, but some of these can be done on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from a website called scienceofpeople.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And by the way, before the break, we talked about if you'd like to be on our show or you'd like to ask us a question like you normally do. We love your emails. And if you want to email us, you can email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And thank you so much for your inquiries and your even your text messages.
Yeah.
That you really
everything.
Enjoy the show. We love it. It's just
do you
blossoming.
Ever go to the grocery store and get a second side look like a person says, "I know that voice"?
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
Yes. Yes. It's crazy.
What do you do?
Talk to them.
I kind of hurry up the next aisle.
Do you? Do you? I know with Miss Crumple, I've had people come up to me and say, hey, you're that lady. And I look at them and say, seriously? Seriously? I'm here in my normal attire with normalcy, and you are recognizing me when I am totally in costume with missing teeth and makeup and bad makeup. And
I think there's anything normal about you.
But how do they know who it is? It's scary.
But that's what makes you so much fun.
Oh, my goodness. I once had a girl come up to me in the supermarket and she said, "I know who you are. I know who you are. And I'm going to a bridal shower and I know you're coming. Don't come near me. Don't come near me. Please don't include me in your act. Please." I said, "Absolutely. Don't worry about it. I won't.
She trusted you?
I was going to adhere to her request.
Uh-huh.
And I get to the, Miss Crumple gets to the party and Miss Crumple's doing her thing. And this girl was so obviously wanting to be a part of the show. She and I tried to ignore her, but she was definitely coming. She had come out of her shell, and she wanted the attention, if you know what I mean. She wanted the attention. Yep. So I did.
Afterwards,
she loved it.
She come back and tell you, I said, don't tell me.
No. She loved it. Isn't that hysterical?
That's
I thought that was funny.
That's weird.
All right, here we go.
Oh, it's my turn. All right, I got to turn the page because I have a bunch of pages here. Discussing my name, A-N-G-A-H-R-D, Engahard.
What?
My name was Engahard. I was discussing my name with a guy, said I prefer my nickname, Hattie. Spellcheck wrote, you can call me Daddy.
No. I've never heard the name Engart.
I don't know. It must be some Norwegian name.
Sounds
or something
very
like
Norwegian,
that.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
So if you would like to get out of a conversation that's going on too long, or you really have to go, I mean, it's an honest thing. You really have to go.
Yeah.
You can recall.
I mean, go.
Recall a story. So this is an impact level of high. And it says, did they mention a funny or awesome or awkward, great story that's memorable? So if you bring it up, that's going to help you get going.
That's one of the reasons the phone conversation is so long, is that they don't have anything like that.
They just go on and on and on. It's not interesting.
Yeah. What, you got an example there?
I do. You can say, I'm so glad we met. This is the example is met.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for sharing that story. It was so relatable. It's been great. It kind of, and you got to do that. It's been great. You can't say it's been great. If you say it's been great, that's saying I'm done.
See ya.
Bye. I got to go. Love ya. Huh. Love you. See you next time. Have a good life.
Oh, you wouldn't believe some of the things I've come up with to get off the phone. But anyway.
Do you ever put the phone down and walk away?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Actually.
Really?
And I can hear voices in the background. And it's like, where am I? I texted my dad to get mushrooms at the store. Autocorrect changed it to Muslims. My dad said he didn't think there were coupons.
That's funny. And dad came back with a funny thing.
Yes.
That was cool.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Caution, men at work. And a woman put a sign on the bottom of that says, women work all the time. They don't need to put up signs.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going. We never stop.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right now, even.
Even so. Even so. And even so, this isn't work. We're doing something.
Yes.
We're always busy.
It's keep ourselves kind of work. Busy.
Yeah. It's like, women who are home taking care of children.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate it when they're asked, what do they do? And they say, I'm just a stay-at-home mom.
Oh.
I'm just a housewife. I'm like, you know what? And I know this is cliche. Everybody says it.
Yeah.
But, man, it's a lot.
It's a very big job.
It's a huge responsibility. You're an organizer. You're a shopper. You're a food creator. You're a cook. Let's name it. There's nothing demeaning about that at all.
And I hate the guys that don't want to watch the kids because they think that's a woman's job, but yet they're happy enough to make them.
Yes. I once had someone say to me, my husband's babysitting. I said, well, let's sit down and have a cup of coffee. That's his child, okay?
Yeah.
Not a babysitter.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And I know for people who are younger now and in a different generation, this all seems so kind of weird. We're talking like this, but this is the way it was.
And we got to be so careful because we're starting to go back that way.
Yes.
In so many ways.
Yes.
Man, I'd get myself arrested if anybody, okay.
I would come and visit you. I would bring you a cake with a file. But it would be vegetarian cake, really.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't
Yes,
nor
I read.
Many meat cakes.
Well, you know what? I was starting to print something that was different food combinations, and one of them was a meat cake. And it, I couldn't print it today because it was a black background with white letters that I took off the website, and I didn't want to use all that ink.
Right, right.
But you're not going to believe what one of the items that was a good thing to eat that was weird, what it was.
On a meat cake?
No, in this list.
Oh, okay.
The meat cake, okay, that's another thing. But okay. On this list of all this food that you could eat that's weird, that's yummy.
What is it?
Peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich.
No
it
way!
It was on the list.
I love it.
I thought you made it up.
No, I, oh, I am
I
so happy.
I didn't think, no, so this is some, I mean, it's out there.
It's out there.
It's definitely out there.
Get on the road, people.
Good, yummy, interesting food.
Septic tanks pumped, swimming pools filled, not same truck.
That's really cool. I like that. That's really cool. Not same truck. That would be really cool to have on a truck. I love that. What was the thing that I saw on a truck? I can't remember. Anyway, you can rephrase the last thing the person you're talking to said.
Okay.
This technique is especially useful for those who seem to talk endlessly.
Do you mean I really have to listen?
Bev. You do. Because if you don't, you can't do this one. This is number 9, okay. And you can't do number 9. No, you got to skip number 9. No. Oh, I sounded like I was from Minnesota.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
Okay. So you have a really nice work office. That's really amazing. I wish we could talk more, but I need to run. Not I have the runs. I need to run. Oh, however.
That might come in handy. Okay, shirt tag. You get those, you buy a shirt and you got those itchy things on the back there. It says, for best results, machine wash cold. Tumble dry low. For worst results, drag through puddle behind car, blow dry on roof.
This is real? It would be really cool if tags like that in clothes and other things were
I wouldn't cut them
funny.
Off.
If they were funny.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to... And we're going to actually talk about this at a future show, how to be funny. And it's from a website called CIIB.org. And I have it all ready for next time.
Okay.
And so upcoming, how to be funny.
I'm going to learn how to be funny.
You're already funny. You could do the class.
I check out.
Check your watch.
But this is not on the phone.
Correct. Correct. Because they wouldn't care. You'd have to say, I'm checking my watch. I'm looking at a clock. So it says a more direct method. This one is a clear giveaway.
Okay.
The other person may immediately pick up on this clue. Cue.
Okay.
Or you can be more obvious by stating the time. So you check your watch or you look at a clock if it's available.
Yeah.
Ah, I just noticed the time. It's getting a bit late. It was a pleasure talking with you. And you got to go.
I wish I could find one of these that would be surefire.
I know. My mom, Patty, you know this. My mom, we'd be on the phone every time, just about every time. And I'd say, okay, Mom, I gotta run. I've got an appointment. I got to go show a house. I love you. She said, okay, honey, I love you. Did you know that June called me yesterday and she told me, I'm like, what part of Mom? I've got to go. I've got an appointment. But it happened all the time, and I missed it. And I
wouldn't you give anything to do it again?
You said it.
Sign inside refrigerator. You're not hungry. You're just bored. Shut the dang door.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
I do that all the time.
I like it. Do you need a sign?
No.
If you wrote your own sign, would you have the power to be able to?
No, I would ignore it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I wrote this down. Elephants, please stay in your cars.
Elephants, please stay in your cars?
I wrote that down and I don't know why. Elephants, please stay in your cars. I'm going to have to look that up. What the hey did I mean by that?
Well,
oh, a pretty red bird in a tree on the window. It's a cardinal. I can see it from here. Look way up.
I don't see. I don't see
it. It's bright red.
Okay.
Welcome
to Stuff. WTBR 89.7 FM.
It must have been really funny, but I don't remember what.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Include a time constraint. You know, I bought waterproof mascara. It doesn't work when I'm here. Because when I leave here and I go to the car and I look in the rearview mirror, I have black. Excuse me, it's not black. It is black-brown.
Gotcha.
Underneath my eyes. And I think, what good is waterproof mascara? It doesn't work.
Chinese restaurant sign. Bring girl 5% off meal. Bring wife 10% off meal. Bring both free meal.
Include a time restraint if you want to get off the phone.
Oh, sometimes that works.
I have to go in a few minutes, but I would love to listen to one more story. But that's dangerous because one more story could be a long story.
Yep.
So,
don't you love it when they say long story short and it's not?
You're not. Yeah. Uh-huh. I had a cousin that was like that. God love her. I loved her. She did great. She did great stories. She was funny.
Uh-huh.
But yes, all the time. Long story short. So in 1912, it's just like.
Do you want to hear it from the beginning? No, just tell me when it ended.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, you can also excuse yourself.
How?
You just say, please excuse me, and you walk away or you hang up. Please excuse me. You just have to just say, please excuse me.
So if you and I are in here and we're standing up and talking to each other and I say, please excuse me, and I go outside there where my car is and I get in it and drive off, and that's not going to.
I'm going to text you and say, what did I do? What's wrong? Is something wrong? Are you okay? What's wrong? Is Greg okay? Am I okay? Is the world okay?
A bathroom sign. Wash your hands as if you've just cut habaneros and have to take your contacts out.
Ouch. Oh, good idea.
Good idea.
I've actually brushed my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I'm watching TV cleaned or something,
brush?
I cleaned my brush. Yes. I've touched my eye while watching TV later, and I've had toothpaste, you know, just residue that I can't see on my finger.
Uh-huh.
That's not a good thing to do in your eye. Toothpaste doesn't belong in your eye.
No.
So here's a high-level one.
Okay.
Oh, give them a handshake. So now you're in person, obviously. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
For a minute there, I'm thinking.
Did you know a handshake can be used to end a conversation, not only start one? So you extend your hand out, you wait for them to accept it. This is also a great way to inject a little more oxytocin into the conversation before leaving.
What if they don't take it?
Well, yeah, you have to go to number 7.
Which is?
wait, let me look. I just chose it out of the air. I just said, oh, number 7. Let's see what number 7 was. Distance yourself. Back up.
That. Yeah. Okay. So then you don't need the handshake.
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. This is so funny.
Factory sign. this work center has been accident-free since Bob left.
How about this? In the supermarket. Hey, nice chatting with you. I'll leave you to do your shopping. As you walk away.
Walk away very fast and very quickly. And I had a woman do that to me.
She needed to go.
No, she just didn't want to talk to me.
Oh, sorry.
It shocked me I thought she was a friend and she just kind of hid.
She blew you off.
She blew me off.
Well, I'll be.
And I thought, but, but.
What did
but,
I do?
But.
Yeah. Did you want to chase her down and say, are you mad at me?
No, but she was with her husband because she went back and I could hear her talking to her husband saying, yeah, she's done around on that way and I couldn't get away, so I had to talk to her for a few minutes.
Oh, so it's her husband. He was the one. Let's blame him.
Okay.
Because he probably said to her, when we go in the store, I don't want you talking to anybody because you're going to be talking for hours and we need to get out of the store. We just get what we need to get and we leave.
Wow.
Maybe.
Maybe I could do that on the phone. Get mad like that and say, I don't want to talk anymore.
Yeah. When you go in, I'm so guilty. Can you stick to your list when you're in the grocery store?
Oh, mostly.
Oh, I can't.
It's hard.
Uh-huh. Everything's so pretty.
Well, you see something, oh, I'd like that.
Yeah.
And you get it to your house and you never use it.
Right. I had a piece of fish that I moved from house to house 3 times. It was frozen in the refrigerator. It was frozen in the freezer.
I can see that happening.
I remember one time I went to the grocery store a long, long, long time ago and I was really, really hungry and I bought a can of okra.
Did you ever eat it?
Never.
I've never had okra.
Never.
Have you?
I've had it in there's soups, I think, that have okra.
I wonder what it tastes like.
I don't know because I think things in soup don't necessarily taste like themselves.
Yeah, okay.
Like
okay.
A canned mushroom doesn't uh-huh. really taste
doesn't,
like a mushroom.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Window sign. Push to open. If that doesn't work, pull. If both do not work, try the actual entrance around the corner.
Great. Oh, speaking of that type of thing, I got a message this morning that said, this is informational for people who live in Pittsfield and around the area.
Okay.
Berkshire Medical Center entry on North Street is going to close, you know, right at the entrance.
Oh.
For 6 months.
Wow.
Because they're doing that whole, they said, a roundabout in the message I got.
Oh.
So if you're going to BMC, don't go on the North Street side. You have to go down Charles Street.
I've seen that.
And go in the side like you're going to the Mac
park.
Building.
Yeah.
Or the
park.
Yeah.
Wakona.
Yeah, Wakona. Thank you. I can't even believe I could make that noise. It was kind of like a frog in pain. Yeah. So this just kind of popped into my head to just kind of let people know.
Okay. That's a good point. That's good. It looks a mess down there. I mean, I'm...
Whoa, yeah. Oof. They're doing major stuff.
They are. Guess what?
It's time...
Yes.
...to do the answers to...
True
are these
false?
Things true or false?
So, in your opinion, is it Dennis Quaid, Nicole Kidman, or Jennifer Lawrence?
I'm going to go with just totally guessing.
Uh-huh.
Nicole Kidman, I think, is afraid of butterflies.
You think that's false?
I think that's true. I think then the elephant. I don't think Jennifer Lawrence has a tattoo of an elephant on her.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah!
Dennis Quaid really is a trained ballet dancer.
Wow. I'd love to see that.
And she does have a fear of butterflies.
And that's interesting.
I know.
How could you fear a butterfly?
I don't know. Unless she saw the cocoon first.
Maybe.
And Jennifer Lawrence does not have a tattoo
of an elephant.
Elephant, stay in your car.
I know, I was thinking that.
I have got to figure out why I wrote that
down. I was thinking of that.
Okay.
So we are done for today. We will see you next time.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.